Charles, among other things, you're regarded as one of America's great masters of the blues, a musical idiom that's essentially about loss, particularly the loss of romantic love. Why does love die?
People often get into love affairs because they have unrealistic expectations about somebody. Then, when the person doesn't turn out to be who they thought he or she was, they start thinking, maybe I can change him or her. That kind of thinking is a mistake, because when the dust settles, people are going to be pretty much what they are. It's a rare thing for anybody to be able to change who they really are, and this creates a lot of problems.
At 62, you continue to spend a large percentage of your life touring. What appeals to you about life on the road?
Music. I don't especially love life on the road, but I figure if you're lucky enough to be able to do what you truly love doing, you've got the ultimate in life.
What's the most widely held misconception about the life of a famous musician?
People think it's all glamour. Actually, we have the same troubles they do. Playing music doesn't mean life treats you any better.
How do you feel about being recognized everywhere you go?
You'd think I'd be used to it by now, but I still find it fascinating. You go to a little town in Japan where nobody speaks English, yet they know you on sight and know all your music. I'm still amazed by the love people express for me and my music.